Nissan is reopening one of its biggest auto production hubs in the world, in Thailand. Shifts will be staggered. Factory floors have been rearranged to allow for physical distancing, and some administrative staff will be working from home. Just a week ago, Nissan announced it was closing its only plant in Indonesia, a factory that opened in 2014, but where the production line had been closed since March. It's a snapshot of what's happening across the Asia-Pacific and around the world. Decisions on auto production based at least in part on local sales. The Jakarta Post reports car sales in Indonesia fell by 90% in April alone compared to a year earlier. Other decisions and changes have to do with managing supply chains. Production was halted for a time for South Korean automakers because of a lack of parts coming from China. And while some complications were temporary, a lot of the structural flow of the auto industry in the Asia-Pacific still goes through China, both for automakers and their suppliers. For example, Automotive News reports that more than 20% of Honda's global production comes from two production hubs in China, one in Guangzhou in the south, and the other further north in a city recently made more famous for other reasons, Wuhan. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.